Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yesterday, we were hearing how the demons were becoming very disturbed by the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they were conjecturing and saying different things among themselves. So now we're continuing with the statements of the demons, their response to the Sankirtan movement. Mane mane bhali leki punya nahi hai, barakari daki leki punya upajai. The Pashandis of Navadvip said, can these people chanting not achieve piety by chanting in their minds? Does chanting loudly bestow greater piety? So even 500 years ago, there were a great many advocates of manasik japa. So they were saying, why is Nimai Pandit and Gadadhara Pandit and Srivas Thakur and Vaitacharya and Haridas, why are they gathering together and loudly chanting the holy name? Why don't they chant in their minds? Keep quiet. No need for kolan kartal. Simply chant in your mind. Don't make any big noise. Mani mani balile punya nahi hai. Why do they have to do this loud chanting? Then some other Pashandi demon, he said, Keha baliyari bhai padila pramad. Shivasara lagi haila dasara utsad. One Pashandi said, oh brothers, we are doomed. Because of Srivas Thakur, the entire country will be ruined. So this is their response. They're thinking that if Srivas Thakur and Gadadhar and Nimai Pandit Vishambhar, if they continue this Sankirtan chanting, then the whole Navadvip Mandal will be destroyed. Be ruined. This is their idea. The demons think that this chanting is very, very bad. It's actually a fact, because chanting, when chanting is going on, chanting Hare Krishna is going on, the material activities diminish. Another one said, Ajimuni deon jane sunilun sabakata rajara aghyayadhui nao asi eta. I have heard this morning that on the king's order, two boats of soldiers are on their way. So they're thinking that the Muslim king is going to send some soldiers to put an end to this Nam Sankirtan. The police, as we say. The police are coming. Shuni Leka Nadijara Kirtana Vishesh Nariya Nivari Haile Rajara Adesh. The king has heard about the loud Kirtan in Nadia. Therefore he has ordered that all these people should be arrested and brought before him. Jete dike palaibe shivasa pandita amasabalaya sarvanasha upastita. Now Srivas Pandit will slip off into some direction or other, leaving us to face certain ruin. So the Pashandis are saying, yes, the Kazi is sending these soldiers, and Srivas is probably going to run away. He's going to run away from the place. Abscond. He's going to run away before the soldiers get here. Then the soldiers are going to beat us up. And they're going to accuse us. They're going to accuse us of making all this noise with the Sankirtan. So the demons are saying that the king has sent two boatloads of soldiers, and they'll come and destroy this kirtan party, but before the soldiers get here, Srivas will slip away. Takane balino muni haiya mukar Srivasara gara pele gangara bitar. I bluntly told you before that we should throw Srivas' house into the Ganga. Apparently in those days it was easy to pick up a house. Just like here in a village you can pick up your bed and walk around with it. But in Delhi, it's a little hard to pick up your bed and walk around with it. If you decide you want to sleep on the roof, it's very hard to pick up your bed from your bedroom and carry it to the roof. Is it right? For in the village, they sleep on charpai, right? So you want to sleep under the tree in the daytime, then you take it out under the neem tree. Then if you want to sleep on the roof at nighttime under the stars, you put it on your head and you walk up the stairs with it. Or if you want to go out in the fields and sleep in the fields, then you put it on the back of your bullock cart. Or if you're running a JCB, you put it in the payloader, your charpai, you know, these, what a JCB, this thing that goes like this. Right, that machine that digs dirt, what is it called, JCB? Like digging ditches. So they, in the front scooper, they put their charpai there and drive down the street. So the demons are saying, I told you before, we should have thrown Shiva's house in the Ganga as soon as he started his chanting. Now they have another ally. They made alliance with Bishambhar, and their numbers are increasing. Now it's too late. The Kazi is coming with his soldiers and is going to punish all of us because we didn't stop him. Takane nakaila iha parihasagyan sarvanashahaya ibe deka vidyaman. One demon said, you thought it was a joke and did not pay any attention, but now see how we will be destroyed. In other words, one demon is saying, you thought they were joking around when they started chanting Nam Sankirtan in Srivatsa's house. But now it's no joke. It's gotten to serious proportions. They're in ecstasy. And then you thought they were joking around. It's serious. Now we're all going to be destroyed. Because it's a no-no to make any religious, outward religious expressions when the Muslims are in charge. Then someone else said, Keha Bala Yamara Sabara Konad Hai Shivase Bandiya Diva Jiva Asi Jai. What does this have to do with us? We will tie up Shivas and turn him over to whoever demands him. Shivas Bandiya Diva. So they're going to bind him. So they said, what are we worried about the soldiers for? It's not our fault. We're not chanting. We're not the culprits. We're not the offenders. We're keeping to ourselves. We're chanting in our minds. We're not chanting at all, worshipping Durga. So when the king's soldiers, when the Kazi's soldiers come here, before they get here, we'll go to Shivas's house and tie him up with ropes and hand over the offender. Hand him to the soldiers. Here, you take him. He's the one, not us. He's guilty. Punish him. He mata kata haila nagare nagare rajan no kai sevai Rajanoka ese Vaishnava Dharibare. From town to town, the news was spread. The king's men are coming to arrest the Vaishnavas. So this news spread. As you know, in a village, if there's any news, it spreads very fast. Any type of news. Especially some controversy. So this is a controversy. So from town to town, from village to village, from Tarnpur to all these little villages around Mayapur, Tarnpur to Mayapur, the Balaldighi, these little villages, these are little towns surrounding Mayapur, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, Shiva Sangam, these are all small towns, and Jagannathpur, and these small towns. So the news has spread that the Kazi's men are coming to arrest the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava samaje sabe ekata shunila Govinda smanari sabe bhaya nivarila. So this is one side, this is the demon side, the Pashandis. They're making their complaints and they're speculating as usual. They're speculating about the outcome of the events, what's going to happen. And they're saying, they're imagining, or at least they're thinking, that the Kazi will send his soldiers and punish them along with the offenders. The innocent bystanders will be punished along with the Vaishnavas. Now, what about the other side? What's happening with the Vaishnavas? Because this news is spreading from town to town that the soldiers are coming to beat up and arrest the Vaishnavas. So the Vaishnavas must also know about it. So how are they responding? When the Vaishnavas heard this news, they all subdued their fears by remembering Govinda. Sabe bhaya nivarila. Govinda smanare. So this is the way to become free from fear. Krishna smaran. Remember Krishna. Yad yad viveti swayam. Krishna is feared by fear personified. So the Vaishnavas, whenever they're in a fearful situation, what do? Tavakara kamala varena kamadbhuta sringham dalita hiranyakashipu tanubringham keshava drita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya nishringade. I can remember sometimes we're in Sankirtan in the van and we're going down the highway and all of a sudden coming up behind us is a red light going and I said uh-oh, I think the police are after us. and then I tell the devotees in the van, there's three or four devotees in the van, I said, I think the fuzz, we call them the fuzz. Fuzz means police. You say police, we say police. But you say poo, police. And even write in Hindi, they write in Hindi, they write poo. But in America, they write P-O, police. But you write police. The police. But if you go to America, it's P-O, po, the police. The policeman. But the short name is Fuzz. F-U-Z-Z, Fuzz. So then we say, well, everyone get up. You know, the police are coming. They're going to check us out. Then as soon as someone says something dangerous or the police are coming or some demon, immediately some devotee, Tavakara Kamalava. There's five or six devotees in the van. All of them or one of them or some of them will turn to Lord Nisringadev and Jaya Nisringadev, Jaya Nisringadev. Because we don't want to bother Krishna. Krishna is busy in Leela. So we don't want to disturb him. This mantra, this Radha Krishna Yuga mantra, this is Prem mantra. This is for Prem Seva. We only chant this mantra to please Krishna and to attain his Prem Seva. We don't chant this mantra for bhukti or mukti. We don't chant this mantra for material sense gratification, and we don't chant the Mahamantra for relief from distress, kleshagni or anything, and we don't chant this mantra for freedom from fear or anything. But we may take shelter of our Ishtadev. So Krishna, hey Bhagavan, hey Krishna. That's also permitted. But if we're going to beg for protection, then we may approach Lord Nisringadev, because he's the protector. He protects us from our offenses. He protects us from our anarthas and aparads. So he's willing to do that work. He's willing to get his hands dirty with lots of blood and guts. When he cut open the Hiranyakashipu, his fingers got all full of blood. But Krishna never got any bloody fingers. He killed so many demons, but there was never a drop of blood. You ever saw? In Krishna Leela, Vrindavan. He slapped this one, Pakasura, Putana, this one, that one. He killed all of them, but never a drop of blood. Yeah, that was in Braja Leela, but Krishna, he's very clean. He's like some mafia people that use a silencer. They put a silencer on their revolvers, and they cost you, all you hear is doop, doop, like this. But if they take the silencer off, it's like a muffler, they call it silencer. Boom, boom, makes a big sound when you murder someone. Or you put the silencer on the doop, doop, and then the guy falls over. But don't even hear any sound. So Krishna, he puts a silencer on his murdering. He doesn't make any noise. He doesn't drop any blood. Even when he comes to Hastinapur, and Shishupal offended Krishna 99 times, and finally Krishna, this is Vasudeva Krishna, the Narayan within Krishna, he threw his chakra, Sudarsan chakra, and he cut off Shishupal's head. But he did it in such a way that not one drop of blood fell in the Rajasuya Yajna. Because if one drop of blood falls in a yajna, then everything has to be started over again because it contaminates the yajna. And it took about 2 years to prepare for the yajna. 2 years or 5 years, I forget. Maybe longer. Rajasuya Yajna, you've heard of the Rajasuya. Rajasuya Yajna was performed by Yudhisthira after the Battle of Kurukshetra. But it's a very elaborate procedure. It takes about 2 years or more. Preparing the Yajnashala, inviting all the purifying the directions, and so many preliminary ceremonies they have to do. So if after all that, on the final day of the Yajna, if a drop of blood was there, it would be a terrible heartbreak to Yudhisthira. So Krishna wasn't about to do that. So he threw the chakra in such a way, he cut the head off of Shishupal, and he simultaneously cauterized all of his arteries and veins. I think it's cauterized? Cauterized means he closed them, he sealed them. In other words, he cut his head off, and then he tied up all the veins and arteries at the same time. Because when you cut someone's head off, blood spurts out like a hose, because the heart is still pumping. And every time the heart pumps, the blood spurts out of the head like a fountain, out of the neck, until you die. It takes a few minutes or whatever, a few seconds. So much blood would be there. So Krishna, he cut his head off, it's a clean cut shave. He cut his head off, and then all the arteries and veins in his neck were also melted shut, so not a drop of blood fell. And the Sudarshan Chakra carried the head, and it went out, I don't know where, somewhere, to his father or somewhere. Went way beyond the place. So Krishna, he doesn't want to get his hands dirty. So when we have some opposition or some demon, we don't disturb Krishna. We call him the Sringadeva. Because he puts intestines around his neck. He wears a garland of intestines, entrails. It's called entrails. He wears a mala of intestines. Right? But Krishna wears a Kadamba Vaijayanti mala. You ever saw Krishna wearing a mala of intestines? You know, intestines? Large intestines, small intestines. The digestive system. So this is the point that, but here, the devotees, when they heard this bad news, they remembered Govinda, right? Because the Ishtadeva of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is Radha Govinda. So it says, Govinda Smaranare, Govinda Smaranare, Sabe Bhaya Nivarlila. Text 241. Ye Karibe Krishna Chandra, Sei Satyahai, Sei Prabhu Takite Kon Adan. Adamere bhai. Whatever Krishna Chandra ordains must take place. Why should one fear wicked persons when the Lord is there? So this was a statement by the Vaishnavas. In other words, they accept everything. Whatever Krishna Chandra ordains, it's all Krishna's will. Whatever he wants will happen. That's the mentality of the Vaishnava. He accepts everything as Krishna's mercy. If Krishna wants to arrest us, he'll arrest us. If Krishna wants to protect us, he'll protect us. There's a phrase in Hindi. Maybe it's Hindi, I'm not sure. Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rake Ke. Maybe it's Bengali. Bengali. It's in Prabhupada's Shloka book. Prabhupada used to quote this Bengali statement. Rake Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakeke. If Krishna wants to kill me, no one can protect me. If Krishna wants to protect me, no one can kill me. So why should one fear wicked persons? Adamari. Kon Adamere Bhai. Adam. Adam means no dam. Without a dam. Adam. It means low, fallen, bad people, wicked people. Siddhanta Saraswati gives this tika. When Lord Krishna Chandra is personally present as one's protector, then there is no reason to fear any threatening material element. The demigods in the Bhagavatam, they pray, headed by Brahma, they pray to Krishna. Tatanate Madhava Tavaka Kuchid Prashanti Margatvai Baddha Sauridha Payavi Gupta Vicharanti Nirvaya Vinaya Vinaya Kani Kapa Mordasu Prabho. O Madhav, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord of the Goddess of Fortune, if devotees completely in love with you sometimes fall from the path of devotion, they do not fall like non-devotees, for you still protect them. Thus they fearlessly traverse the heads of their opponents and continue to progress in devotional service. That's the 10th canto, chapter 2, verse 33. It's a very famous verse. Prabhupada often quotes the context of this verse, that if devotees somehow, although they're intensely trying to serve Krishna and love Krishna to the best of their ability, but due to some residual parabdha or momentary bad association, they may slip from Krishna consciousness and fall down from the path. But even if they fall from the path, they won't fall like ordinary people. They won't, because Krishna is so grateful that he still looks out after these. Because Krishna is thinking from his side, oh, but they surrendered. They surrendered at one time in their life, they surrendered to me, and they were serving me, and they were chanting and distributing books and doing puja and all these things. But somehow, due to the force of their bad habits or their sanskaras, because they're not completely liberated from them yet, they reverted to their previous sinful nature. But I can't forget them. This is a sign of a cultured person. An exalted person always has gratitude. He's always grateful. He's always grateful for any favor rendered. So what to speak of Krishna? He must be if we're ungrateful, it's called akrita droha or something? Akrita? Akrita? Akrita something. Akrita droha or something. It means ungrateful. So Krishna is grateful, even for the smallest service rendered. And he explains that principle. Krishna reveals his gratitude. How much gratitude Bhagavan has for his devotees. How much appreciation. And he says that in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 2. Neha vikramo nasosti pratyavayo navidyate swapamapi siddharmasya trayate mahatobayat. He says, apa dharma. Apa means a little bit, tiny bit. He says, if someone engages in a little bit of religious activities, a little bit of chanting, a little bit of seva, then I'm compelled. I am compelled. My heart compels me this way. My heart pushes me this way and makes me react in such a way that I must deliver them. Trayate mahato bhayat. This verse is using a word. 241 says, adamari bhaya. We have no fear. The Vaishnavas are responding to the accusations of the demons in Navadvipa and the Pashandis, who are saying the soldiers will arrest them and throw them away. And they say, why should we fear the wicked people when the Lord is there? So Krishna is telling in chapter 2, verse 40, that I will deliver you from the greatest fear, even if you rendered a little bit of service, right? Swapam apyasya dharma. Swapam apyasya dharma. Swapam means a little bit of dharma. So of course we can also learn from this that Krishna is always there for the devotee. The example is often given like the father. The loving father. Loving father has some children and he loves them dearly, and a son, for example, may grow up and then he somehow becomes unfavorable to the father for whatever reason, and he leaves the house and goes away and goes here and there independently on his own. And he may engage in so many abominable activities or immoral or irreligious activities. But the father never diminishes his love for the son. His love is always burning. In one corner of the father's heart, the love is always burning, and he's always remembering. The light of love is always burning for the son. Because there's a bondage there. There's a sambandha, prem sambandha, or let's say loving sambandha, father and son. So now the father is always remembering the son and thinking of the son. And the son may be totally forgetful of the father and completely absorbed in his personal sense gratification, enjoying his independent life. But perchance, if that wayward son returns to his father's home, and then immediately the father will forgive and forget any transgressions or misbehavior of that wayward son, welcome him with a warm embrace and kind words. Oh, my son, you've come back. I'm so happy. Please, sit down. Take prasad. And he'll ask his wife to cook some nice prasad. So you can imagine, this is even in the material world, how much gratitude a father has, how much love a father has for the son. So you can imagine how much gratitude and love that Krishna has for the devotees. He can't forget the devotees. We may forget him, because we're subject to forgetfulness. But Krishna can't forget us. And he's always extending his hand, everywhere and every time, to help us. This is text 242, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda 2. Shivas Pandita Parama Udhar, Je Kata Sune Sei Pratyaya Tanhar. Shivas Pandit was most open-minded. He had firm faith in whatever he heard. Parama Udhar means broad-minded, extremely broad-minded. Siddhanta Saraswati says, since Srivas Pandit was a very simple and open-minded devotee, he believed whatever anyone told him. He particularly had fear that in the jurisdiction of a king who was opposed to the Hindu religion, everything was possible. So this point is made that 500 years ago in Navadvipa, when Srivas Thakur was living there, and the kirtan was going on in his house, it was just beginning, this is the very beginning of the Sankirtan movement, 500 years ago, or 520 years ago, or so. And he was thinking, oh, the rumors are being spread that the Qazi is coming with two boatloads of soldiers to punish we Vaishnavas for engaging in Sankirtan. Well, it could be possible, because we're Hindus and we're living in a Muslim country. Navadvip Mandal, that was all controlled by the Muslims. For example, if you go to Pakistan, where some devotees are preaching in Pakistan, it's a Muslim country. Or in Singapore, it's a Muslim country, or city, or whatever it is. And the devotees are preaching there, secretly. But if somehow, if the government becomes unfavorable, or becomes aware of the extent of our underground preaching, they'll come and smash us, throw us in jail, kill us, anything, drive us out of the country. So that threat is always there, that possibility is always there. If you're living in a room with a snake, it's not very secure. If there's a cobra in your bedroom, can you sleep? I don't think so. So Shiva's Pandit is thinking, well, there's a cobra in charge of the government. He could pounce on us at any time. Yavanera Rajadeki Mane Haila Bhai Janilena Gora Chandra Bhaktera Ridai. Vrindavan Das Thakur describing. Considering that the Yavanas were ruling the kingdom of Navadvip, Srivas became fearful and Gaurachandra knew the heart of his devotee. Gaurachandra Bhaktera Ridhai. It's very interesting when you think about this verse. There's a thousand names of Lord Chaitanya. There's a million names of Lord Chaitanya. There's a billion names because Krishna is Ananta Rupam, Ananta Gunam, Ananta Nam. There's unlimited names of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Singha, Korma Chaitanya, so many names for Lord Chaitanya. He can be called Gaurachandra, Nimai Pandit, Vishambara, Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan, Gaurahari, Gaurasundar, Nadia Bihari, Jagannath Sutta, Sachi Sutta, Gadadhar Prananath, What? We said that, Nimai Pandit. Gauranga! Gauranga! so many, many names. Now, when Vyasa Muni, who appeared 500 years ago, Srila Vyasadeva appeared 500 years ago as the son of Narayani, and his name was Vrindavan Das Thakur. Every word of every verse is very important and very particular and well thought out. There's no wasted words here. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 18,000 verses, and most of the verses have charpad, four lines. And each word is important. Each word has volumes of meaning. Sometimes these pundits, they give class for 2 months on one word. They're giving Bhagavad class, and they speak 2 months on one word of one verse. Can you imagine? 2 months, a couple hours a day on one word of the Bhagavatam. So it's so much unlimited knowledge is there. So that Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam, has appeared in Kali Yuga as a Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because that Bhagavatam appeared at the juncture, at the end of Dwapara Yuga. Krishna Sadamo Bhagate Dharma Ginari Bhisaha. So Krishna took shelter in the Bhagavatam when he left this world. So now he's using the word Gaurachandra Bhaktera Ridoi. Gaurachandra knew the hearts of his devotees. Jani Lena, the same as Hindi and Bengali, very similar. Jana. Jana means to know. Right? Jana. Janilena Gaurachandra Bhaktera Ridoi. Janilena Bhakta Ridoi. So he knows the heart of the devotee. God knows the heart of the devotee. But why did he use the name Gaurachandra? He used the name Gaurachandra because Chandra means moon. And Gaura means golden. So Gaurachandra means the golden moon. And if you want to see something, you need light. We say, sometimes they say, knowledge is light, light is knowledge. And when you gain transcendental knowledge, you're considered to be what? Enlightened. You heard the term? Someone who has transcendental knowledge or realizes God, it's said that he is enlightened. You heard this? E-N-L-I-G-H-T-E-N-D, enlightened. Means he's in the light of knowledge. Krishna Surya Samamayahaya Andhakara. Krishna Surya Samamayahaya. This Krishna Surya, Krishna's like the sun. So this knowledge, this transcendental knowledge is as brilliant as the sun. Arko, Dhanodita, that's the same verse, Krishna Sadan. Says, what's that line? Arko Dhanodita? Yeah, Puranarko. Puranarko Dhanodita. This Puran, this Bhagavad Puran, Puranarko. Arko means sun. It's a name for sun, like Konark. Konark, Ark means sun. Dhanodita, Dhanodita means brilliant. So this Bhagavad Puran, Puranarko, Puranarko Dhanodita, that it gives great light. What kind of light? Like the sun. So where there is sunlight, there is not the Bhagavatam is compared to sunlight, and sunlight is compared to knowledge. The Bhagavatam is full of transcendental knowledge. So the sunlight can give knowledge because it gives you the ability to see reality. You can see the physical world with the aid of sunlight. That's in the daytime. But in the nighttime, you can see the world with the moonlight. Confirmed. You can see the world with the moonlight. You can practice on a full moon night in the village, you can read the newspaper. The light is so bright. Well, let's say you can read the Bhagavatam. Since we don't read the newspapers, we don't want to advertise or encourage anyone to read newspapers. Cancel your subscriptions right now and throw them out. It's a waste of time. But at any rate, at night you can see with the Chandrama, Purnima, with the full moon. So the Bhakta Ridoya, Bhaktera Ridoya, the heart is a very dark place. The cave of the heart is very dark. So in a dark place, you can illuminate the darkness of the heart with moonlight. So Gaurachandra, Vrindavan Das Thakur is using the word Gaurachandra here to indicate that the light of the Lord, the light of Gaurachandra, the light of Lord Chaitanya is shining in the hearts of his devotees. The moonlight of Lord Chaitanya is shining in the hearts of his devotees. And by the aid of that moonlight, by the assistance of that moonlight, he can understand Janilena, Jani Lena Bhaktera Vidoy. He can understand the hearts of his devotees. Because understanding means knowledge. Knowledge means light. So with light you can perceive and understand. So the Gaura Chandra, the light of Gauranga, is shining in the hearts of the devotees. Right? Chandrika Vitaranam. Right? We say in Shikshastakam, Chandrika Vitaranam. This Chandrika, so this is why he's using his word. Gaura Chandra knows the heart of his devotees. So we're also the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. We're chanting his mantra. We have Gaura mantra and Gaura Gayatri. And we're chanting Panchatattva mantra. And we're worshipping them. Gaura Nitya are there. So we're also devotees. So the Lord also knows our hearts. We can reveal our hearts to him. This is the principle of prema. It's called Sadvida Pridilakshana. Sadvida Pridilakshana. There's six characteristics of Priti. Bhagavan Priti. Bhagavan Bhakta Priti. There is love. Maybe it's puppy love. Puppy love means little love, baby love, growing, just growing love. But there's some type of love between the devotee and the Lord. There's some type of love between Lord Chaitanya and his disciples, devotees, followers. So when we come before the Lord, we can reveal our mind and confidence. Guyakti or something? Huh? Guyam Akyati. Guyam Akyati. We can reveal our mind and confidence to the Lord. We come before the Lord in his Archamurti form. In Sakshat. Sakshat Gauranga is there. Sakshat Nitai. Archamurti Paramatma Vilas Avatar, Prakash Avatar, Swayam Bhagavan. They're all manifestations of the Absolute Truth. We stand before Gaura Chandra. We say, please, O Gaura Chandra, my heart is very dark. I'm feeling something forgetful of you. Please illuminate my heart. Please illuminate my heart with the rays of your mercy. Kripa Chandra. The rays of your mercy, please illuminate my heart. Please be kind to me. So we reveal our mind. And he knows our heart. It says, Dhani Lena Gaura Chandra Bhaktera Ridai. He knows our heart and he'll reciprocate. We have some problems. We're facing some difficulty. So we reveal our minds. We reveal our minds to the advanced devotees, to the trusted devotees. And we reveal our minds to the Lord. And the Lord will guide us within and from without. Very nice phrase. Jani Lena Gaura Chandra Bhakta Ridai. Text 244. Prabhu Avatirna Nai Jani Bhaktagan Janaiteya Rambila Sri Sachinandan. The devotees did not know that Sachinandan had personally appeared. They did not know that the Lord had personally appeared. Prabhu Avatirna. Therefore, the son of Sachi began to reveal himself. As I've been saying in the previous classes, here and also in Vrindavan, this is the very beginning of the Sankirtan movement. It's only within a few weeks or so after Vishambhara's return from Gaya. No one knows his transcendental identity. They're having some idea that he's something extraordinary because he's swooning in ecstasy and he's always showing intense signs of separation, Vipralamba Bhav, from Krishna. And something that, to the extent that they haven't witnessed or experienced themselves, it's described that he was crying so much that it was like the Ganges River was flowing out of his eyes. He was crashing on the ground and going into internal consciousness for 12 hours. Remember, we read that verse? From Sandhya, he went to Shiva's Thakur's house, and from Sandhya to Prabhat. Prabhat means pratak. From 6 p.m. in the evening till 6 a.m. in the morning, he was in trance, avista. The word was there, avista chitta. He was in trance of internal consciousness, and sometimes trembling, sometimes hair standing on end, tears, showing different symptoms of sattvic bhav. And everyone understood by these symptoms that, yes, we must have a Mahabhagavat amongst us. We must have a very elevated devotee amongst us. But Bhagavan? God? No one had that idea. He was Nimai Pandit. He was another Pandit of Navadvip. And Amgadadhar Pandit, and Shivas Pandit, and Gangadas Pandit. And so many Pandits are there. All associates practically are Pandits and Brahmins. So now, He's beginning. It says Arambila. Janaiti Arambila Sri Sachinandan. It means he's beginning. Beginning to reveal himself. Now text 245 to 248. Nirbhaye Bedaya Mahaprabhu Vishambar Tribhuvane Advitiya Madana Sundar Savange Lepiya Chena Sugandhi Chandan Aruna Adhara Shobe Kamala Nayan Chanchara Chikura Shobe Orna Chandra Mukha Skande Upavita Shobe Manohara Rupa Divyavasta Paridan Adare Tambul Kotuke Gelena Prabhu Bhagiratikul Mahaprabhu Vishwambar, who was incomparable throughout the three worlds and more attractive than Cupid. Madan Sundar. It's nice. Maybe we can suggest this as a name for Maharaj. He's always looking for names for disciples. Madana Sundar. Maybe he has one like that already. This is Madan, like Madan Mohan. M-A-D-A-N-A, Madana Sundara. It's a very nice name. Beauty and intoxication. Madan means intoxication, because it's a name for Cupid. We become intoxicated by the effect of Kamadev. Mada means intoxication. Mada, so Madan. Madan means he who intoxicates. So Krishna's beauty is so intoxicating. Madana Sundara. Right? So in this case, we're talking about Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his beauty, Madana Sundara. Then, fearlessly, he was wandering about Navadvipa. Fragrant sandalwood pulp was smeared all over his body. Sarange Lepi Yachena Sugandhi Chandan. Lepi. Lepi Yachena. Lepi means to smear. Sarange. His arms, his chest. Sugandhi Chandan. His lotus eyes and crimson lips were enchanting. Aruna Adara Shobe. Kamala Nayan. That's the next thing. Aruna Adara. Adara means his lips. His lips are the color of the rising sun. Shobe. They were very fulgent, beautiful. Shobe. Aruna Adara. Aruna Adara Shobe. Udila Aruna Purabha Bhagi. Dvijamani Gora Amani Jage Bhakatas. Samuvaloya Sate Gila Nagara Braje Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vrindavan Vihari Lal Ki Jai Radha Rani Ki Jai Giriraj Dharna Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe Kamala Nayana. That's quite obvious. His lotus eyes, Kamala Nayan, Chanchara Chikura Shobe Purna Chandra Mukha. His curling hair adorned his face. Chanchara Chikura Purna Chandra Mukha. His face resembled a full moon, Purna Chandra Mukha. A Brahmin thread enhanced the beauty of his shoulders. Skande Upavita Shobhe Manohara Rupa. And his exquisite form, this is interesting, Manohara Rupa comes into English as exquisite form. Really dry. Really dry. Manohara Rupa. Manohara Rup, or Manohara Rup. English. Exquisite form. Doesn't make it. Really doesn't make it. Manoharup, that form which steals the mind, enchants, captivates, bewilders, overwhelms the mind. Manohar. Totally takes away your mind. You forget everything else. You forget your husband, wife, children, house, country, body, everything when you see that form of Mahaprabhu. Manoharup. But it comes in English, exquisite rup form. English is a problem. Divya Vastra Paridhan Adare Tambul. He was dressed in fine cloth. Divya Vastra, transcendental, Paridhan. Adari, and his lips were stained with tambo, red. He happily proceeded towards the bank of the Ganga. So now, as I was mentioning yesterday about scriptures or shastras, when we read shastras, we have to become involved. Remember? Anyone was here? So one way of becoming involved is that as soon as the scriptures are beginning to be read, you close your eyes. You hear, as soon as Bhagavatam class starts, then you close your eyes and you become deeply involved. Deeply involved in sleep. So that's one way to become involved with the scriptures. But it's not recommended. Deeply involved means that you hear with faith, you hear with submission, and moreover, you try to consider where are we right now? It's like I said, enter a time capsule, or like in a movie. I was giving an example of flashback. There's some scene in a movie, then they flash back 10 years before, or the man is sitting with his wife in the car, and he's saying, "Didn't realize when I was a young boy, I used to be a swimming champion when I was a young boy." Then there's a flashback, and it shows this little boy in a bathing suit, 5-year-old boy, and he jumps in the swimming pool and starts swimming. That's called a flashback in a movie. You must have seen. So the same way, because this is eternal present. The only thing that's not present is this material world. This material world is avyakta and vyakta, manifest and unmanifest. So basically, it doesn't exist. Exists for a moment, then it's gone. This entire material creation exists. How long does it exist? For one breath. One breath. Ha! You exhale. You exhale, you say, ha! Right? Ha! So, that's it. Whole material creation. One breath. Vishnu exhales, and the whole material creation comes into existence. Then he inhales, and it's all unmanifest. And we make such a big deal about one breath. People are very serious about this one breath, isn't it? This material world, people take it very seriously, but it only lasts for one breath of Lord Vishnu. So if you go, that's two creations. Two breaths is two entire creations. Manifest and unmanifest. So these leelas are eternally present. So getting involved means, okay, I'm sitting here in Delhi reading the Chaitanya Bhagavat, but forget it, I'm not in Delhi, I'm going there. I'm getting in a transcendental spaceship, and the driver of the spaceship is Vrindavan Das Thakur, and the wings of the spaceship are the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavat. And I'm going to enter into the spaceship, and I'm going to fly all the way to Navadvip. Now I'm in Navadvip. It's 500 years ago. That was 500 years ago. This is a misconception. It's right now. It's now time. It's eternal present. There's no such thing as past, present, and future in Leela. Leela is called Nitya Leela. There's no past, there's no present, there's no future. So it's going on. We are past. We are old hat, or old fogies, or whatever. Past tense. We are past tense, and future tense. But the spiritual reality is eternal, present tense, eternal present. So we get in the spaceship, we don't go back in the past, we don't go back in time, we enter eternal time. We go in the spaceship and we go to Nitya Navadvip. We go to that planet, we go to the universe, not this universe, but we go to the next universe. We go to the next universe where the Prakat Leela, the eternal pastimes are going on there, the traveling road show, as Prabhupada said. The sun is not shining here. Well, you go to Tokyo and it's sunrise. Maybe sunset here, but it's sunrise there. So everywhere the sun is shining, somewhere on the planet. So everywhere, Krishna and Gaur Leela is going on, somewhere in the universe, at every moment. So we get in our spaceship, and we go there. Now I'm in Navadvip, and I'm there with all the associates, and I'm an observer. I'm going there, I'm observing. And now I'm walking with Lord Chaitanya, all of his associates. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is there, and he's describing, and he's showing me, see the beauty, and I'm looking, I'm seeing, oh yes, his curly hair hanging over his shoulders is so beautiful, and his beautiful Kamala Nayana, his eyes are like blossoming lotus petals, and they're so broad, and they're so moist on the corner, and his slight red tinge, and his lips, I can see his lips, and there's a little bit of betel nut, red stain there. This is called smarana. Smarana, meditation, application, involvement, thinking. Think and you shall become. turn on the mind. The mind is always sleeping. Our eyes are reading the words on the page, but our heart is somewhere else and our mind is somewhere else. So that means not involvement. Involvement means total involvement. And just like if a husband and wife, if they're enjoying and one's not into it, if a wife's not into it or whatever, then there's no pleasure there, even though the same action is going on, but unless both people are involved. It's called involvement, emotional involvement, mental involvement, physical, everything. Then you get the fullest experience. The fullest result of any experience depends on what you put into it. Everyone knows that. If you put a lot into your studies, then you get a lot out. So when we study, when we're reading, we should get involved. Our mind should get involved. We should think and contemplate the subject matter. Our heart should get involved. How are these people feeling? How are they relating to each other? What are they speaking? What are the feelings of Mahabhuva? And of course, how can I understand? But let me try to approach at least from a million miles away and get one drop of that ocean of feelings. And I pray to Vrindavan Das Thakur. I pray to Vrindavan Das Thakur. And I pray to the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And I pray to the devotees that are being described here. And I pray to Navadvipa Dham. And I pray to the Leela Shakti of Navadvipa. And I pray to Yoga Maya. And I pray to Digpal Mahadev. And I pray that they will reveal, give me mercy so I can enter deeply into these Leelas. It's called Leela Pravesh. But first of all, we don't have any desire to enter the Leela. We don't have any desire to become involved. We just read because, well, we're supposed to read. Or read because, well, it'll help me become Krishna conscious. But we're not involved. So we should be involved. So now, the Lord, we see this beautiful Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, do you see the beauty of Gaurachandra, see how beautiful he is? Then we read this one verse and we close our eyes and we try to see, yes, I'm in Navadvipa. The Leela is going on. I'm on the bank of the Ganga. And the Lord is walking in front of me and I'm seeing his, everything is being described. It's very wonderful. And then now what's going to happen next? When you watch a movie, you become very involved. Very, very involved. When you go to the movie theater or you watch on the TV, you become so involved that you cry. Is it right? People go to the movies and they cry or they sweat or they get angry. Or you identify with a hero. You see sometimes in a movie, some hero is going like this and like that, and people in the movie are going... The men, I mean, at least the men are... Yeah, give it to the guy, Or somebody's watching a fight, they're watching a boxing match sometimes, these boxing matches. And the guy and the people in the audience, yeah, give him like this. So they're involved. They're totally involved, physically involved, visually they're looking, and their hearts are involved. Oh, this is terrible. This is a tragic scene. Oh, look at the heroine, the Nayaka. Oh, her boyfriend slapped her and pushed her on the ground. Oh, where? You know. All the ladies will cry because they identify with the Nayaka, and all the men will say, yeah, that's right, she deserved it. No. So the scene goes on in the movie so that you're involved with it. It's technicolor, it's four color, and there's speaking, and there's action-packed. There's sex, and there's violence, and there's murders, and it really captivates your intelligence, and it captures your heart, and your eyes, and your senses, and you're totally involved in Maya. But when it comes to Shastra, which are full of all the same things, without repeating all the list, but Shastras and Leela are full of all these things. Action-packed, technicolor, speaking, but we fall asleep. And everyone says, Maharaj, I have this problem. Every time I start reading Shastra, I fall asleep. Can you help me? I say, the problem is, my dear friend, you have no interest. Do you fall asleep when you pay 100 rupees and go to the movie theater? Do you fall asleep? No. No way. Music, dancing, violence, murders, machine guns, bombs, speed, fast cars, illicit activities. Nobody. How can you sleep and all that? Don't want to miss anything. If I blink my eye, even I may be tired. Sometimes you sit down, it's nice and air conditioned, it's dark, you feel a little sleepy, but you pinch yourself. Oh. Come on, I paid 100 rupees. I don't want to miss anything. You stay wide awake. You want to get your full money's worth and get full maya, full exposure. But when it comes to shastra, no involvement, no interest. Very bad. So we can try to improve our involvement in the shastras. Especially Chaitanya Bhagavat is so pictorial and so much full of bhava and so many scenes and beautiful dialogues. It's a very moving book because it's not so much philosophy, at least it's so much philosophy. It's mostly philosophy, as I mentioned. This is the philosophy of Vaishnava behavior. So this beautiful form, this Gaura Sundara, we heard his description. Now, how do people take it? When people see him walking towards the Ganga, how do they respond? Yate ke sukriti hai, dekite harisha, yate ka pashandi sava haya, vimarisha. On seeing Gaura Sundara, the pious people, sukriti jan, they became happy, harish. And the atheists became morose. Well, that's pretty typical. When devotees go down the street, if a devotee is dressed up in a dhoti or whatever, and he goes down the street, and some pious religious person sees him, he'll smile. He'll look at the devotee and smile, and he'll be happy to see the devotee. Maybe say Hare Krishna. If it's India, he'll say Hare Krishna. But if an atheist sees you, he'll look bad. You may spit on you in the West, spit on you, or say, chant some different mantras or whatever. Give you some sacred benedictions. Go to this, that, and the other thing, and you, something you, and this and that. You can imagine. They have these different sacred benedictions they give you. The atheists. Or they have different mudras also. Mudras means hand positions. You know, like this, right? Like this is a mudra, right? But they have different ones in the West when that they show to devotees. Maybe you know what I mean. But when the Sukriti Jana, when they would see Lord Chaitanya there, Harish, they were very happy to see the Lord. So now the demons are coming on the scene, and they're piping up, they're saying something. Etabaya shuniya o, baya nahi pai. Raja Kumara Jaina Nagare Vedai, the Pashandi said, in spite of hearing the rumors that the Kazi is sending 2 boatloads of soldiers to come and kill all the Vaishnavas because of their disturbing the peace with their chanting, despite these rumors which are spreading around Navadvipa like fire, wildfire, this Sachinandan is not frightened the least bit. He wanders around town like a prince. Rajkumar. Right? It says Rajara Kumar Nagare Bedai. Bedai means he's wandering. Nagare means the village. Nadia Nagari. Jaya Sachinanda Nagora Hari. Vishnupriya Prananatha Nadia Bihari. When you go to Dameshwar Mahaprabhu, there's a famous temple in Navadvip. It has the deity, the original deity worshipped by Vishnupriya. Vishnupriya Mata, after her husband, Lord Gauranga, took sannyas, and she was worshipping this very beautiful deity, you must have seen, Dameshwar Mahaprabhu. It's one deity. And there's one mantra that they chant there, Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari, Vishnupriya Prananath, Nadia Bihari. So this is, he's a Nadia, he's the Lord of Nadia, and he's wandering around like Rajkumar. In other words, he's not afraid of the king. He's not afraid of the king's soldiers. He's thinking, rather, I am the Rajkumar. Ara jana bale bhai buji lana taka jata deka e sava palabara paka. Someone else said, oh, brother, I have understood. Wait a while and you will see. This is all a cover for his escape. So apparently, this is another, more of the atheists throwing in their 2 cents. They're saying, oh, he's acting like he's not afraid, he's walking around town, but actually he's going to run away tonight. He's going to run away from town, and then all the soldiers are going to come and kill us. So that concludes the Chaitanya Bhagavata.